Aloha! Soul Dancer here, the founder of Soul University. Thanks for joining our class today. As always, have a pen and paper handy so that you can jot down your notes. And at the end of the class, you'll learn how to dive deeper into this material by joining us online and in person in our weekly classroom conference calls.
Hello, Christina Irvin from ChristinaIrvin.com, and today I want to talk to you about how obligation and trust plays a role in your coaching, training, mentorship relationships. You see, over the years, I've certainly had a lot of coaches and trainers for various different reasons, everything from athletics to business. And while I've had some level of success as a result of these relationships, I should say, I certainly have, I think, in hindsight, sort of left some opportunity on the table. Obligation and trust were core in that progress. The reason that this is so profound is because I've certainly had a shift in my life. You see, back in 2015, I embarked on a new journey where I started this new mentorship relationship with Soul Dancer in this program called Pay Me What I'm Worth. Please, don't let the title fool you. We'll certainly talk about that at another time. But after going through this mentorship with Soul and have noticed a big difference in how obligation and trust certainly doesn't play the role that it used to in my mentorship relationship, I definitely wanted to take an opportunity to share the before and after journey with obligation and trust in a mentorship relationship. So please take a moment and listen in as Soul and I discuss this very thing.
Why did you choose to have this conversation now? Is there an obligation or expectation that you felt you had to meet with me?
No, but I could care less really about meeting any expectations or obligations to you, although I don't think that I have any. That's probably one of the reasons that this has been one of the most fulfilling mentoring relationships that I've ever been in, because I think I've had a coach that I didn't feel some level of obligation towards, whether it be in athletics, sports, business, or otherwise. I always felt an obligation to meet some kind of level within some kind of time frame that they pretty much set for me. I haven't felt that obligation with you. And
we started out that way. Do you remember how we started? I told you about a class that we could do. These are the requirements. And you busted your ass to make it happen. Didn't you?
I did, but I wasn't driven to meet the obligation for you. I was driven to meet that obligation for myself.
Okay. All right.
And it wasn't even an obligation at that point. I was so sick and tired of being so sick and tired. I had tried so many things. This was it, all in on this. And so it wasn't so much about an obligation for you as it was, geez, I got to do this for me.
Okay. Whew. Good. I'm glad to know that, because otherwise I thought, okay, our whole beginnings are on faulty grounds. I'm glad to learn otherwise.
Yeah, no. One of the first purely about me kind of things that I can remember doing in my adulthood. And I think that's one of the reasons why our mentorship has been good. You made it clear it wasn't about you or was any of that stuff. And so also for one of the first times in my life, I took you at your word, without being led in a side-eyeing you with a mistrust. I took you at your word. In fact, I felt differently, or if I felt like, no, you're being a hypocrite or whatever, I felt like I could tell you no, I could tell you about yourself, and I would continue on my journey. And whether or not we figured it out or not, I was going to be on my journey. Butt heads.
You know I do that purposely, right? You know I set it up. Because there are times when I felt in our relationships, like, wait a minute, your critical thinking skills are getting a little fuzzy here. So I'm going to do something to shake it up a little bit. I'm going to get passive aggressive. I'm going to get a little arrogant. I'm going to get a little something. I'm going to throw that in the mix. And I want you to call me on it because I want to see, are you paying attention?
Yeah, I think I did call you a passive-aggressive ass one day, didn't I?
You sure did, and it's like it's about damn time, because I've been feeding it to you. For
That was the day. I certainly hope you enjoyed that discussion. Would you like more information on how you can get involved in our next class? If so, go on over to bit.ly/Ervin01. Again, that's bit.ly/ERVIN01 to pick up more information. In the meantime, you have a great day.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.